a topic. We want to begin the other side of the series. A few weeks ago, we started on breaking the yoke of poverty. And I told you it was just important for you to know a few things about that area. But this morning, we'll be resuming on breaking through into prosperity. January is our month of prosperity. February is our month of love. So the month of February is going to be all filled with meetings on relationship and, you know, and all the likes. Praise the Lord. And I know you like that one. Especially your married brethren who are here. We'll teach you how to marry. Praise the Lord. And how to do a wedding with 50,000 naira. I noticed that it's only the brothers that clap. The sisters did not clap. The brothers are happy, so I can do what if the sisters are angry. Is that all they will use? Do? Praise the Lord. Yes, we're going to teach how to do a wedding of 50,000 naira. I mean it. I can tell you now as I'm standing here. As I'll tell you, and every area will be covered. I don't know how people waste money. You buy wedding gown, 50,000, you will not use again till the rest of your life. Continue to waste money. Praise the Lord. Ask those who are married, when last they saw their wedding gown? Just ask them if they are by your side. When last did you see? Let me tell you the funniest one. This is the most interesting one. Ask those who are married, when last did you watch the video of your wedding? Did you watch your own? Some people did not even watch it. They didn't even, they can't remember that they did video. Photograph is even okay. But video, they can't remember. God help you if you now did the video and the CD has scratched. Praise the Lord. But seriously, we're going to learn about that because some people just try to, sometimes we do almost beyond what we ought to do or beyond our capacity. Now, I'm not saying that your wedding should be 50,000 naira, but even though that's what you have, we will do it. And I mean it. But if you don't even have up to that, because why will I get the money for wedding? Don't worry. Make me your event planner. You will do the wedding, you'll be fine. Everybody will be happy. Praise the Lord. You are doing wedding reception 2 p.m. You will not have enough food. Reception 8 a.m. You don't know what I'm saying. When people come after, they say, sorry, we have finished reception. Sorry. Praise the Lord. You know, you end up learning a lot of things after you have crossed the bridge. And I'm telling you the truth. And then those who are coming after you can help them, tutor them to put some things the right way. Glory to Jesus. All right? When I had the naming of my son, it was all praise and all the stuff, you know. And people came with all kinds of instruments. And it was beautiful. But I learned a lot. Even though I didn't spend anything because, you know, I think I was a brother in my church then, but a lot of people came around me to do what I had to do. But then it dawned on me that some people might not have what you have, and they need to do their naming. So most of our leaders now, if they have their babies, find out. Naming is 7 a.m. 8 a.m. we are true. The boy has a name. Praise the Lord. No, that's the truth. Ask all of them. 8 a.m. By 8 a.m. he has a name. If you come after that, you didn't come for naming, you came to greet us. And food is finished. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. So you can avoid a lot of stuff. So today I want to start. I'm going to, just a few minutes. And what I want to talk to you this morning about is just to open your eyes. Open your eyes to God's plan for our prosperity. That's just my assignment this morning to show you. And as we go through the weeks, then I begin to explain more about God's plan for a greater wealth transfer to you. We have prosperity themes in January, I think in April, in August. We have it about 3 times this year. So we're going to take some time out, talk about our greater wealth transfer. Glory to Jesus. But we have so many other things coming up. And don't forget that in the month of April, we have a talent hunt 2021 coming up. Glory to Jesus. By next month, the billboard will be out, and then we can bring in enough people to participate in that. Let's just bless the community. Let's bless the people. Glory to Jesus. All right, so what is God's plan for my prosperity? You see, many people, sometimes we are confused as Christians. You know, and this is the reason why some people go ahead to criticize people who are blessed, who are Christians. You know, you find, for example, a man of God using a jet, and then you insult the man because you don't know God's plan. That's why. Because if you understood the plan of God, you would know that the man should not be insulted, but you should thank God for his life, that whatever happens to the top will happen to the bottom. Am I making any sense? When people insult those who are blessed, who are, you know, riding big cars and say they are, you know, it's because you don't know what should be happening. Glory to Jesus. It's important for us to know God's plan for our prosperity. Look at your neighbor, tell him God has a plan for your prosperity. Look at that person again and say, no matter your age, no matter your race, God has a plan for your prosperity. It is very important to know it and to be confident about it. God has a plan for your prosperity. It's in the scriptures. In fact, 75% of the parables of Jesus had to do with finance and wealth. So when people talk against finance and wealth in the word of God, I wonder, because that's exactly what Jesus majored on the most. Most of his parables had to do with money. So God is interested. He said, my cities through prosperity shall what? Be spread abroad. Things cannot happen without. Listen, the only way for us to take over as a church, as a body, is to be prosperous enough. Yesterday, we went to search, went to look for a land we appreciate, and we think that will be good enough for the church, just along the express, about close to about 2 acres. And he said, this is lovely, just where our billboard is. It's as if God just positioned it there, just where the billboard is. And so we entered, we looked at it, we loved the place, and then we asked them. The conclusion was money. It was not expensive, 350 million. And I said, what is this to God? Really, what is it to God? So imagine that each of you just gave 10 million. We will show Lagos Pepe. See, we're in this corner. They said, only God knows where they get money, what they do. Allow. We will soon get there. Because it will happen, no? Whether your faith is joined to mine or not, I'm telling you what's going to happen. And I was now wondering, asking myself, how was I ever looking for 2 plots? What happened to me? God needs to expand your vision. And the only way for God to expand your vision is to frustrate your present level. God needs to frustrate your present level. We have looked for all manners of land, 1 plot, 2 plots. We are not finding. Until God said, this is why I didn't want to find it. It was too small for my status. It's too small for my status. So when prosperity comes, the gospel can go far. Hi-ya-ya. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Let me tell you something important about the gospel. Understand that the gospel, there is always the gospel according to every calling. Paul said, when they found out that God had given me the ministry to the Gentiles, just as God had given Peter the ministry to the Jews. Because there's gospel according to, you will find out from the scriptures that the things Paul was saying seemed to be foreign to Paul, to Peter. At the time, even Peter called him and said, are you sure? He said, I know what God showed me. That's why today it looks as if, why is this ministry different? There's nothing strange about it. If God didn't do it like that, everybody would not be reached. Everybody cannot be like somebody. There's no way. It doesn't matter how many ministries in town are in Nigeria or in Lagos, there must still be a TLC. Because there are certain people TLC will reach that another ministry will not reach. Does that make any sense? And you have to understand that. Don't say, but there's already deeper life here. There's redeemed beside them. There's this, all these churches are just springing up. Yes. Have you noticed that if there are 4 churches on the street, each of them will have their members? Do you know the prophet? The gospel is being preached. In fact, the gospel, the preaching of the gospel is so serious that Paul said some people are preaching this thing out of their ulterior motive for their personal gain. Some are preaching it from a good heart. But guess what Paul said? Whether from a good heart or for personal gain, as long as the gospel is preached. So all of you are accusing those who are preaching the gospel in here. As long as people there are confessing Jesus, God is okay. Isn't it amazing? Why do you think the Bible says on the last day, some will say, Lord, did we not raise the dead in your name? And you say, I knew you not. It must mean that they raised it. And God allowed them to raise it. We must be careful. That's why I was telling someone this morning, I said, my life, sir, I'm more conscious of my walk with God than anything else. Take everything from me. If you leave Jesus with me, I'm fine. I told him, I said, may I not backslide? I don't want to backslide. I don't want to get to a level where the things I used to do before, I can't do them anymore. I now have little complaints about not getting to church, or this is the reason why I couldn't make it, or you know what, I can't sweep because I'm now the senior pastor. I will sweep. I will clean the chairs. If God permits that I become a bishop, I will still sweep the floor. They say, bishop that is sweeping the floor is okay. It's not for you. For my personal walk with God. Does that make any sense? And I've sent some of my pastors to talk to me, Pastor, you shouldn't be doing that. Who should be doing it? We are all one. Whatever I have the capacity to do, I will do. Whatever I can delegate, I delegate. The one that is available to be done, I will do it. If I'm walking by the road and there's a piece of paper on the floor in this ministry, I will pick it up. Even before I tell anybody. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Glory to Jesus. So it's important for us to know that God wants us to prosper. Tell me about God wants me to prosper. You're not saying it like you mean it. Are you very sure about it? If you are sure about it, say amen. Amen. God wants me to prosper. And what are the things that show you? So let me show you a few scriptures and then we discuss it. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. We'll discuss a few scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And verse 18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is who? He, that he there refers to who? God, who gives you power to what? Get wealth. So God can give power to get wealth. You know, this to me makes a lot of sense. I wish you understand it. So God can actually give me the power. That means, how is this guy making money? He has the power to do it. That means the capacity to make money, the capacity to attract money. That's what the Bible is saying. Anywhere I go, I can attract it because he gave me the power. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Have you ever asked yourself, how do these things come? It can only be God. I noticed something from the 13 years of this ministry by God's grace. Let me tell you what I noticed. Every time there's a project in church to be done, the people's finances shoot up. I mean, we have noticed this. I'm not the only one. The finance, no. Every time we announce a project and say, now we are building or doing whatever, people's finances will just, pa. Do you know who organizes it? God himself organizes it. He does. Because once he knows there's an assignment to be done, then he gives the people the power to make the money. That's what he said. He said, you guys are going to a land flowing with milk and honey. He said, I'm taking you to Canaan now. He said, I'm going to build me a temple there. So, obtain from the Egyptians articles of gold and silver. Ask them, they will give you. Not for joke, they will give you. Because I need it. So God gives, get back to that scripture. God gives the power to get wealth. I don't know about you, but I feel very wealthy now. I feel very wealthy. Something tells me 2021, I will do things for God with money. Great level of wealth. How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you are going to walk in that dimension? Say very loud, amen. Amen. That, look at why he's going to give you the power to get wealth. That he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. You know, I was studying the scripture recently and I found out that I'm not rich because I want to be rich. I'm rich because God told Abraham, every seed under you will be rich. So Jesus caught it. And by virtue of our connection with Jesus, we caught it. We caught it. Amazing. We caught it. So when you walk on the street, walk like a descendant of Abraham. I don't know how many of you know this. If you have traveled outside the country before to several countries, you will notice the way Jews behave anywhere they are. When I'm at the airport, either in the USA or the UK or whatever, there's a way they behave. You would think they are the owner of the country. With their very long beards. They always wear white and black with a hat. You will know them. They don't go in. They always go in like 10, 15. You see them. They're always crowded together. Then they'll be talking like their father owns that place. And I'm not joking. And if you find a Jew in any country, go and check it out. This is just a fact. They are the richest in any countries of the world. The Jews, they are the richest. They are the ones that make up the U.S., that make up the riches of the U.S. Interestingly, it's very amazing that the Jews, one day I was driving in the U.S., and I saw, for the first time, I saw workers, bricklayer? You know bricklayer? They were building a house, and the guy was, you know. So I stopped. I was driving, so I stopped to just check out how they are doing their own bricklaying. There must be something different about their own bricklaying, you know, because I like observation. I wanted to see the bricklaying level. Is it the same way you used to slap it and dress it up? Because our own bricklayer, man, those guys get swag. I don't know how they just pa, 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 like table tennis, pa, pa, pa. I need to watch how these ones are doing their own. So that you know it's not by table tennis. So I stopped and I was watching what he was doing. Found that, you know, he would take the whatever, shaping it, put the block, they were using bricks, put the bricks. And then found out that they were all Jews there. They were building a mall, but it was a Jew. And then I asked someone later, I saw a Jew doing bricklaying. He said, don't I know that that's one of the most expensive jobs here. Now for that job he's doing, he's richer than a bank manager. He's like an oil worker. I say, hey, bricklayers, I hope you are here. I wish this country appreciates people. It's just so pathetic. And I can't remember, a few days ago, somebody was doing something, and I was telling that person, I said, this thing he just did, that you paid this amount for, if it were in the U.S., he's rich. I can't remember who I was talking to. Was he, what was that person doing? I can't remember. Oh, yes, yeah, thank you. The guy who was hanging her billboard, so I was telling Pastor Shio, he hung the billboard. He went up, crack, 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 crack. He had arranged it. Only him did the whole three billboards. Crack, 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 crack. I said, what this guy is doing? If he was doing it in the U.S., he would just get down. Dollars. He can buy four cars at a time. So I told him, I said, I cannot negotiate how much he wants to collect. It would be a shame. And it's the reason why I don't negotiate how much I give people sometimes. Because I reason like that. Now, when I go to barb in the barbing salon, just don't do what I'm doing. Just telling you. I pay 2,000. Let me tell you why I pay 2,000. It's my personal whatever. I'm not going to pay lower than that. So my barber, whenever I come, he chases all his boys away so that nobody will collect the barbing. Hey, hey, bamba, hey, hey. Pastor, please come. Because he knows it's not 500. It's 2,000. He takes his time on my head. For at times, I have to worry more. Please, I have service. He said, man, worry, move your fine. So I think pay 500. He knows how much I'm paying. He takes his time to shape it well. And let me tell you why I pay 2,000. I just made up my mind I would never pay less than that. There's a reason. Because you barb in the U.S. The least you pay now, the least at least that you're not paying at all. That maybe someone, if it's professional, it's $40. But if you are, maybe you are just, you pay $20. $20 is 10,000. And those guys will not barb like this. Sharp, sharp, your head is gone. But these ones would take your time. Why should I now give you 500? It's unfair. That's the way I feel. So I don't do that. And there are things when I go and buy, I mean, all my staff already know me. Why are you pricing this thing? Why are you this wicked? Why are you pricing this thing? Give him the money. Eh? You bought something 350. He changed his 20. You waited to collect 20. He gave you 50 naira. He said, Oku 5 naira. May God bless you, my brother. There's a level God will bless you. You can't be asking for such change. You will pity the person you are giving the money. Just imagine, 150 is nothing to you, but it's a blessing to somebody else. Now, I'm not talking of your business money. I'm talking of your personal, the one that has come, your personal money. And there's a way you budget yourself. Whatever level you budget yourself at is where God will bless you too. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Okay, so God wants to bless you that he may establish his covenant which he saw to your fathers. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That's number one. Let's look at another one. Let's look at another one. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Popular scripture. Philippians 4:19. Is that God's plan for your prosperity. And my God shall supply. Aya. You know, the supply here for me does not talk about food. The supply here is currencies. Hallelujah. I was listening to a song recently by Jagger. He said, let's conquer the currency. I conquer in the name of Jesus. I conquer dollars. I conquer pounds. I conquer euro. He said, then I conquer naira. Ah! I played that song like 10 times a few days ago. Stressing it. I conquer dollar. I conquer pounds. I conquer euro. And conquer naira. You have to conquer naira last. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? My God shall supply. How many of your needs? Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Now look at the level to which he will supply. According. Now listen, if Pastor Dixon tells Pastor Blessing, I'm going to buy you a jet, he knows right away that he's playing the first joke of the century. He will laugh. Am I right? He tells you now, you will laugh. He's my brother. Because you know he can't buy you a jet now. Maybe later. I'll buy you a jet. But as we are talking now, even if you should tell me today, you buy me a jet now, I will laugh. I say, may the Lord make it happen years to come. Because I know his present capacity. If he says, I'll buy you a car now, I will be joyful. I know he can. He says, I'll buy you a jet. Man of God. May the Lord make it happen. Because of his capacity. God said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches. My dimension will determine what I supply. If God says he will supply according to his own riches, oh God, he's done. You know, I kept saying 500 million too small for God. But really, it's small. Am I right? By God, by man it may be, but by God, too small. Too small. These are things that this year you should joyfully study them. Ah! Joyfully. How do you study them? Joyfully. Le kropa katanga rasota. My God shall supply all my needs. Look at you, tell him God shall supply all my needs. No, you didn't say like you said, God shall supply all my needs. All right, let's look at another one. And this might be the last one. Second Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Second Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Powerful scripture. Yes, where is it? For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, even though we all know Jesus was rich, creator of heavens and earth, creator of everything, yet for my sake, Samuel Watoe, Jesus decided to be poor. The reason is so that there can be an exchange. So that I, through that poverty, can become rich. Anyone who tells you not to be rich is a devil. Did you hear what I said? What is he? You know why he's a devil? He's trying to stop the plan of God for your life. I told you one time, I said, being poor is a sin. And you were wondering how. And I'll tell you how. How on earth can Jesus die so that I will become rich, or become poor that I will become rich, and I refuse to be rich? What have I done to him? Wasted all his effort. Have you ever seen parents who did everything to train their children and they turned out in the prison? And all they can do is to be crying? Wonder, say, why did I do all this work? Why? Imagine you making God feel like that. Why did I allow them to kill me on the cross if Sam will still not have money? Ah! Lebrako Shata Katabaya. 2021! Kande Kere Makata. for someone under the sound of my voice, money will look for you. Amen. 2021, your purses will open up. Amen. I wish you heard me. Your purses will open up. Amen. Your purses will open up. Amen. Your bank account will be fattened. Amen. Hey, from every corner, every nook, every cranny, your bank account will be fattened. Amen. You know, there are some things I wish that we understand. Sometimes, one time Pastor Chris was praying, and then he prayed that money will show up in people's pockets. And people say, what kind of a prayer is that? Because we limit God too much. And I'm sure he just did that to just let you know that if it can show up in your pocket, it can show up in your account. A lot of times, it's just what our faith can contain that it contains. One of our leaders told me a few days ago how that a bank sent her, do you need this? She said, she responded, yes. They sent her maybe 30,000. Sent her another message, do you need this? Sent her 52,000. Sent her message, do you need this? Sent her another amount, I can't remember the amount. Three times. And it's not a loan. And she didn't apply for anything. She's here. I was telling her, I said, hey, if I were you, I won't spend it too. You know me, we have liver more than each other. When bank wants to come and carry somebody, they don't come alone. But I know her very well. She has liver. Has liver for all those kind of things. So I was just praising God for her life. But if it can happen with 52,000, it can happen with 52 million. There's a level of what you are looking for. Then you say, Lord, let's kukuma agree that I didn't work for it. Shall I let it show up? Didn't you hear what Jesus told Peter? They said we should pay tax before they embarrass us. Peter, quickly go and do laborer. Then whatever money you earn, go and pay your tax. Is that what he said? No. Say, Peter, where's your hook? Where did you keep it? He said, sir, it's not far from me. It's here. Say, quickly go to the river. Before they embarrass us, quickly. Just catch a fish. Open the mouth. There's money there. I've been wondering till now, what will ever make a coin enter a fish's mouth? Who planted it there? What a God. He should have said, go to Judas, our treasurer, collect money. He could have said, go to Mary Magdalene, they were givers of the ministry. Tell her we need to pay our tax now. But when God doesn't want anybody to embarrass you, and anybody to come back and say, I made you, God makes you get the money from a source that nobody can query. I wish I were talking to somebody. All of a sudden, beyond human reasoning, people will begin to favor you like they never wanted to do. Amen. Oh, if you believe it, you will shout a better amen. Amen. Can I pray for you? In this month, January, before it ends, God will send you unusual favor. Amen. Sit down. What's the way out? Connect with God. Just stay connected with God. Ensure that you make up your mind, Lord, as you give me, I give you. Don't be wise in your own eyes. I'm begging you, don't be wise. Let me tell you, there's a lot to do this year. When God says, a year of greater transfer, I'm not too surprised because there are big things you're going to do. And there'll be a lot to do. And if those things will be done, then God is going to trust you to do them. Now, when God brings it, don't be wise. The reason why some people have balanced on a level of nothing goes ahead is because they try to be wise in their own eyes. And God will just leave you like that. Your prosperity is here. I said, your prosperity is here. In the name of Jesus. Bow down your heads and thank God for what he has done. Give him praise and say, Father, I thank you. Because I'm rich. I'm blessed. Thank you for your word that shows me who I am. What I'm supposed to be. Where I'm supposed to go. What I'm supposed to do. Can you thank him now? Can you give him praise and magnify his name? Lift up your voice and give him glory and honor and praise and adoration. Can you open your mouth and thank him? Say, Father, I thank you for the scriptures that show me that 2021 is my year. Nothing can stop it. Can you give him all the glory and honor and give him all the praise that he deserves? Give him all the praise and worship in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for today. Our lives are dependent on your word. They are dependent on your decision. We thank you because we know that this is a year of unusual, greater wealth transfer. I pray for everyone who has listened today and have connected to you and have made up their minds, they will serve you with their needs. I declare by the Spirit of God, you will not fail. God will surprise you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Come on, let's put hands together for the Lord Jesus.